Today, Vav Iyar is really the Rosh Hashanah for Limud Gula Moshiach. There are a lot of different Rosh Hashanahs. Rosh Hashanah Liskashros, Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus, Rosh Hashanah Liilonos. But then there is Vav Iyar. Vav Iyar is Rosh Hashanah for Limud Gula Moshiach. It was on this date, exactly 30 years ago, Vav Iyar Tovshin Nun Aleph, that the Rebbe spoke about learning about Gula Moshiach for the first time. The Rebbe connected it to the Sfira of today. Today's Sfira is Malchus Shebe Tiferes. And the Rebbe explained that Tiferes is Limud HaTorah, and Malchus Shebe Tiferes is the part of Torah that speaks about Malchus, the part of Torah that speaks about Moshiach. So today's date is really the Gula Moshiach Rosh Hashanah. So it's important to learn about Gula Moshiach every day, how much more so today. Today we're going to learn a fascinating Nekuda. I wanted to prepare something special for today. And that is how the Baal Shem Tov learned a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and how the Rebbe learns the very same Mishnah in the context of Gula Moshiach. The whole chiddush of Gula Moshiach that the Rebbe introduced was Shabbos Taziyah Metzoyah Tovshin Nun Aleph, and it was connected to Perek Beis of Pirkei Avos. The second Perek of Pirkei Avos starts off, Rebbe Oymer Rebbe says, Eizu Derech Yishara Sheyover Le'odom, what is the straight path that a person should aspire to, should try to follow. I want to teach you that Mishnah the way the Baal Shem Tov taught it, and the very same Mishnah the way the Rebbe teaches it in a Gula Moshiachtic way. If you open up Tzavos HaRivosh, Ois Kuf Chof Beis, in the new print, it's page Nun Gimel. It brings down over there the taich of the Mishnah according to the Baal Shem Tov. One Fabrengen of the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov explained the word sheyavar. We learn it, the simple taich is it's a derech to aspire to try to follow. The Baal Shem Tov said the root of the word is the word bar. The word bar means an empty pit. He says, the real shaila of the Mishnah is what midah to stay away from. Everyone learns pshat in the Mishnah. What Rebbe Oymer Rebbe is trying to teach you, what derech to go to, sheyover le'adam. According to the Baal Shem Tov's pshat, sheyover le'adam means, which derech should I make a bar out of? Which derech should I stay away from? Which midrash should I keep away from my avoidus Hashem? Not what derech should I do avoidus Hashem, but which derech should I take away from my avoidus Hashem? And what's the answer to the question? Kol shi tiferes lo yisel, v'tiferes lo yimina adam. Listen how the Baal Shem Tov understands and teaches this posik in avoidus Hashem. The word tiferes is shenkite. The word tiferes means something nice, beautiful. It's the combination of opposites which create tiferes. Like single color things, Chassidus says, is not tiferes. Beauty comes from the combination of colors, the combination of opposites. Says the Baal Shem Tov, tiferes also means that you're looking for a shine, you're looking to feel good. You're looking to have that feeling of gutzkeit in your own avoidus Hashem. And what does that mean? You have two types of people. One person is tiferes le'oiseho. One person, he doesn't care that you should recognize the fact that he's good. You don't have to compliment him. He's not thinking about what you think of him. He's thinking about what he thinks of himself. Sometimes we give a good shear so we can feel good about ourselves. I don't need you to feel good about me. Doing good so that I feel good about myself. Everyone understands that? It's tiferes lo'iseha. It's feeling good for the one that did it. At least that's not as bad as Tiferes Loi Min HaAdam. Tiferes Loi Min HaAdam means that I want you to make me feel good. I want you to know that I'm doing good. I'm looking for your recognition. Says the Baal Shem Tov, Eizu Derech Yeshara Sheyover Loi HaAdam. Which midah should you erase, make a bar out of the Adam? That is the avoida which you're looking for recognition. Whether that recognition is internally, whether the recognition is externally, either way are bad midos. The way to serve the Eibishter has to be serving Hashem Lishma. This is the Mishnah in which the Baal Shem Tov teaches it. Our Rebbe, in Tavshin on Aleph, took this Mishnah and gave it a whole Moshiach twist. It wasn't a shaila of which midah to stay away from, but what is the derech yeshara to bring Moshiach? And the Rebbe explained, and this explanation can be found in Sefer Asichas Chelek Beis, page 497, Ois Tes in the Mugedik Asicha of Tazria Metzoyra, Tavshin on Aleph. And the Rebbe explains that there's Rabbi Yehuda Anossi and there's Rebbe. There's the person and there's the Rebbe. The Gemara says about Rebbe that when they were discussing who can be Moshiach, and the Chazal said, if it's somebody that's living today, an example of someone that's worthy of being Moshiach would be Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbi Yehuda Anossi was a very, very prestigious person, a very smart person, a very wealthy person. And nevertheless, he said about himself, he put up his pinky before he passed away, and he said, I'm telling you, I did not have any hanah from Olam Hazeh. And not only that, he suffered tremendously, begashmias, especially towards the end of his life. He was pasha being soivel the Yisurei HaGolus. And according to the Rebbe's understanding, in the Geula approach to this Mishnah, Rebbe is dealing with a Adam. Adam, we know there's four types of names for people. Ish, Enosh, Gever, Adam. These are four dargis in a person, in the names of a person. And Adam represents the Shleimus of Min HaAdam, Adama Le'elyoin. The question is, we're talking to an Adam. We're talking to a person that's Shleimus o Avoida. Or we're talking about a generation that's Adam. Now someone's going to say, that can't be our generation because we ain't doing nothing. No, our generation, which comes after the Avoida of all the previous generations, are ready to reach. The world is Nigmru Avoida Sabirurim. We reach the point where yes, the Shleimus HaAvoida was accomplished. We reached the Darg of Adam as a generation. And Moshiach, Melech HaMoshiach, who's being soivel the Yisurei HaGolos, the Rebbe is trying to figure out, Eizu Derech Yeshara Sheyover Lo Adam. Melech HaMoshiach had just given the Achrayis to bring Moshiach to each and every Chosid, Ech Gibdos Iber Tzuaif. And people were questioning, what more can we do? It can't just be more of the same. It can't. Because then what am I giving to you that I didn't have before? There must be a new derech. And that was the question that people were banging their heads on from Chav Ches Nissen night after night. Was will the Rebbe? The Rebbe said, Oireis to tell you, Kalim the Tikkun, What does the Rebbe want from us? There must be a new approach in bringing Moshiach. And the Rebbe says, if you look deeply, that is the question of the Mishnah. Eizu derech yeshara sheyover lo ha'adam. This Adam that wants to bring Moshiach lepoil, he finished all his other avoida. What is the derech yeshara sheyover lo ha'adam? And the answer is, kol she tiferes lo iseho. Tiferes is Limur HaTorah. Limur HaTorah, if you look in the Sikha of Tazria Metzoyra, the Rebbe explains how Limur HaTorah is the Chibur of Oiris the Toyu Bekelem the Tikkun. Torah, which is Teferes, combines the Oidus of Toyu in the Kalim of Tikkun. Zois Tia Toiras Hamitzoira. Torah is able to bring out the Taharas Hamitzoira. The Oidus, the Toyu, and the Kalim the Tikkun. So this new Derech in Havoidah has to be associated with Teferes, has to be associated with Torah. But not just any part of Torah. We're talking about a new level, a new type of learning, which was never done before. And that is the Malchus Shebet Tiferes, that is the idea of Limud Gulu Mashiach. So Limud Gulu Mashiach, says the Rebbe, by men, by women, by children, every age and every stage. And the Rebbe asked that it should be public. We should gather together in a public way, at least 10 people. The koyach of the tzibur brings excitement when it's a group. It's a very important that Limud Gul Mashiach is a public thing. That is the derech yeshora sheyover loyado. Here we have the same Mishnah, the way it's brought out from the Baal Shem Tov, which is what midah to stay away from, to Dor HaShvi, what's the derech yeshora to bring Mashiach.